Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Since the dawn of e-commerce, the world has become a much more competitive place. And our next guest says, that's why it's important now more than ever to stand out in the marketplace and build a loyal following of customers who will sing your praises. William Porter is president of the Porter Customer Leadership Institute based in Hilton Head, South Carolina. He's in our studio today. Bill, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's a real pleasure to be here. I'm excited about having a chance to talk to you.
Now, first of all, give us your background and how you got into this particular business.
Yeah, I had a company in Atlanta for about 25 years based on taking a look at customer service and some of the early forms of that, and sold that a couple of years ago and started something new and back over in the low country to basically retire at some point in time, but still working. And but I've always had an interest in why, what keep people coming back and keep people loyal.
And now it seems like I hear the phrase customer experience a lot these days. Is that a new buzzword?
That is. I just call it the new currency of service, Mike. It's the when people talk about customer service, they oftentimes today, as you mentioned, talk about customer experience, and it's a bit of a different thing that people are looking at these days.
What do you see as the number one problem facing companies these days in getting that customer experience correct?
Well, I think that the tough time they have is rethinking things and thinking it's not just enough to be smiling and give people a product or a service and give them a call. I think people have realized that people are looking more for value these days. They don't mind paying for it, but they're looking more for value and things that are relevant to them and connecting with them in a memorable way.
Can you give us a few real-world examples?
Yeah, a couple of examples I would throw your way would be, you know, people like, a Starbucks probably is one of the best examples. They basically have found that it's not just about drinking coffee. It's basically about finding a third place, as Howard Schultz calls it, really to talk with colleagues and discuss issues, maybe do some working or things like that. And probably another example would be, let me give an example like Progressive Insurance these days. You know, you have an accident and you wait for a long time for a claim to be paid. Progressive Insurance goes out, cuts you a check on the spot. Just a different way of doing things, and it's a memorable experience. You can connect with people.
And so with this kind of world that we're in, this competitive world, it would seem like everybody would be making sure of that customer experience.
Well, you'd think so, Mike, but I think people are having to go back again and rethink how they deliver service or products out in the marketplace. And they really have to go around and take a first step would be, is basically what kind of business are you really in? And I think sometimes people don't realize they're not just in the soda business or in the selling the car business, but in the car ownership experience business, like a Lexus as an example. That's a little bit of a different way of looking at things.
So, William, when a client comes to see you to help them improve their customer experience that they're generating, do you have a checklist or an outline that can pretty much be molded to anybody?
Well, yeah, I do, Mike. And there are really three steps. They're not simple steps, but they're steps that people need to take. I always say to them, as I mentioned earlier in our little interview here, they need to first know what business are they really in? What exactly are they doing out in the marketplace? The second step would be is what's relevant to the customers from a customer point of view. How do you connect with the customer? Why do they keep coming back to you time after time? And then the third step would be looking constantly to refresh or fine-tune your service and your service offering or experience, because things change and you got to keep at it. And I just say it's one of those things that kind of never, it's a process, not a destination.
Have you run into some companies who really don't want to take your suggestions?
Yeah, I've run into a couple of them, and they feel like, hey, we're doing just fine. And what happens, as you mentioned earlier, is in a competitive world, all of a sudden they've got a new competitor on the horizon, and they're wondering why they're taking business away from them. And then they sometimes will come back to me and say, hey, William, you know what? Maybe we need to take a new look at our customer experience. I don't think we're delivering the value that we need to make customers come our way.
Now, do you think this is more important for small companies or larger established companies to understand their customer experience?
I think it really is everybody. You know, I do a lot of work with some younger entrepreneurs, the millennial corporate group, a generation out there, and even they're concerned about this and having small businesses. How do you stand out in a crowd? What do our customers really want, and how can I connect with them in a memorable way?
thank you for stopping in our studio today.
I am absolutely a pleasure for me. I hope you'll have me back sometime.
William Porter is founder and president of the Porter Customer Leadership Institute based in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.